Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, there was a story I came across, I think it was Saturday night, and we just didn't, it was like during the show when I found it, and I thought, oh yeah, we got to talk about this. And it's been passed around a lot on social media. Bloomberg opinion. Inflation stings the most if you earn less than $300,000.
Good Lord, you lunatic.
Here's how to deal. This is a serious article that's going to go into suggestions on how to handle inflation for quote-unquote poor people, according to Bloomberg.
Which is everyone making under $300,000 a
year. They're saying. Okay. Yeah. So that's coming up, but we're still in this list here. By the way, with you tonight, it is Ian.
Aria.
And nobody.
We're in this list that you brought in tonight, Aria, from, what's his name, Robert Reich. He worked for the Clinton administration as some secretary of something or other. And now he is on the attack.
See, the only thing I remember about him is that he's 4'11".
Yeah.
Because that is like really short.
Short for a man. According to this article here at TheGuardian.com, he's going over a list of seven things that he thought he knew about the 21st century that Putin and Trump, specifically Putin's invasion of Ukraine and Trump's election, have shown him are false.
Trump's alleged democratic election in a republic has revealed to him that nationalism still exists. It's all very confusing what Trump had to do with any of this.
Yeah, this
Trump didn't start any wars. Trump didn't invade Ukraine. Trump didn't threaten to nuke anyone. In fact, Trump, in my living memory, is the only president that didn't involve us in a new war.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, technically, but Biden I don't think has either yet.
Yet. He's working hard on this Ukraine thing, though, right?
Well, he says...
If his son was still over in Ukraine doing crack, the United States would be invading...
Well, you know, there's no reason to believe what a politician says, because it can change, and they're very careful with their words, but he has said that he intends to keep the United States out of this conflict. Now, whether
that's what FDR said about World War II, too.
Yeah. And Woodrow Wilson, I believe, said that about World War I as well. So, again, those things can change, and he's still got, what, three whole years left of this presidency? So there's plenty of time to get involved in a war.
I mean, but he's got the perfect excuse. He's senile. So like,
I forgot that.
Yeah, I was having a moment when I said that. Now I'm lucid, I promise.
So we've been through 6 out of 7 on this list
None
here.
Out of 10 corn pops agree.
If you missed the story, the bulk of it, you can go to grab the show later tonight, anytime over at freetalklive.com. You can download the episode, or you can watch it on our Odyssey channel, which you can find over at video.freetalklive.com. So if you haven't followed us on Odyssey yet, please do that. It is a great alternative to things like YouTube. They're competing with YouTube, and they're doing a great job of making it so you can find things again. The things you're looking for are actually, a lot of them are surprisingly available on Odyssey, like the videos that YouTube deletes or the videos that YouTube doesn't make available at all. You can get those things on Odyssey. There was recently a recent example of this. There was apparently a documentary film by Oliver Stone, I believe it, if I recall correctly.
He's that British dude, right?
I don't know where he's from. But anyway, the movie...
I thought he was that British dude who was, like, on The Daily Show every once in a while.
No. Oliver Stone is the guy who made, I think, Full Metal Jacket and...
No, that was Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, you're right.
Oliver Stone did JFK.
He did do JFK, but he was famous for some other movies before that, some more mainstream kind of movies.
Yeah, he's definitely done some big, big, successful blockbuster kind of level movies. Let's see here. Natural Born Killers, Platoon.
Oh, Platoon. That's the one I was thinking.
Born on the 4th of July, so a bunch of them. This one's called Ukraine on Fire, and you can't get it on YouTube. But you can watch it on Odyssey. So get on over to our Odyssey channel.
And that was about the 2014 coup, right?
I believe so. I haven't seen it yet. It's been highly recommended. I have not taken the time to watch it, but a lot of people said you should see this thing. So check it out on Odyssey. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to our Odyssey channel, and then you can just type in the search Ukraine on Fire, and you will find it. So back to Robert Reich on his seventh thing that he believed about the 21st century that he has been proven wrong by, he says, Putin and Trump, even though Biden is also proving these things wrong, and so has Barack Obama. But anyway, he says, number seven, democracy is inevitable. He says, I formed this belief in the early 1990s when the Soviet Union had imploded and China was still poor. It seemed to me that totalitarian regimes didn't stand a chance in the new technologically driven globalized world. Sure, petty dictatorships would remain in some retrograde regions of the world, but modernity came with democracy, and democracy with modernity. Both Putin and Trump have shown me how wrong I was on this too. Meanwhile, he says, Ukrainians...
Is he saying that Trump stole the election?
I don't know. He doesn't...
I think he's saying that democracy isn't democracy if he doesn't like the result.
Yeah, right. He doesn't give any example of how Trump...
But Trump lost in 2020, so he does like the result, right?
It's just pure propaganda. It's just a pure hate piece, basically. It makes absolutely no sense, but let me go on with it. He says, meanwhile, Ukrainians are showing that Trump's and Putin's efforts to turn back the clock on the 21st century can only be addressed with a democracy powerful enough to counteract autocrats like them.
By nationalizing all the TV stations and making sure that only their voice is heard.
They are also displaying with inspiring clarity that democracy cannot be taken for granted. Democracy is not a spectator sport. It's not what governments do. Democracy is what people do.
I would hate to be this guy. For one, you're 4'11". For the other matter, you come up with ideas like that.
Well, this is your standard propaganda about democracy, is that, oh, well, we are the government. You can
vote. I mean, that's the mythology, right?
Yeah.
And that's what allows them to convince them. That's what allows them to be so lazy, so ineffectual, but still to identify with something so much greater than themselves. That's just their religious belief. Well, I'm one of the chosen one because my country is the best.
Ukrainians.
And I am it.
Ukrainians, he says, are reminding us that democracy survives only if people are willing to sacrifice for it. You mean like how the Ukrainian government has now frozen 11 political parties? Because they did that.
They did.
Well, they sacrificed them.
That's the issue with government sacrifices, right, is that they always sacrifice the ones that are going to secure their power by sacrificing them.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you may have to stand in line for hours to vote. Can you imagine?
Dude, I would just leave.
What a pointless thing to do. Your vote does not count that much to where you should stand in line for hours to cast it. That makes absolutely no sense.
No, if there's any line, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go do something and check back in half an hour. And if there's no line, I'm just going to go home, man. Yeah.
If there were lines that were like that around here, and thankfully there never have been.
I've never seen one.
I've never had to wait at all. I mean, all of the elections I voted in here in New Hampshire, there's never been a line. But if there were, I would just start doing absentee ballots or something, right? Like, if voting really mattered to me and my time is precious, I'm not going to stand in a line to do that. But he goes on. He says, as did thousands, tens of thousands of black people in America's 2020 election. You may have to march and protest and even risk your life so others may vote, as did iconic civil rights leaders like the late John Lewis and Martin Luther King.
What is he talking about? Did I miss this happening in 2020?
People risking their lives?
No. Yeah. Okay.
That didn't.
So he's just making stuff up at this point.
He's off by about 40 years.
You may have to knock on hundreds of doors to get out the vote, or organize thousands to make your voices heard, and stand up against the powerful who don't want your voices heard. You may have to fight a war to protect democracy from those who would destroy it. The people of Ukraine are also reminding us that democracy is the single most important legacy we have inherited from previous generations who strengthened it and who risked their lives to preserve it. And you know what? All it is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. This is not a special thing, nor is it a great idea.
I didn't inherit a Ukraine. No one left me in Ukraine when they died. That's not my, it's not my circus. It's not my monkeys, man.
All right. Your thoughts are welcome here, whether it's on democracy or the love of the state, which is what he's preaching here. This is Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. Join us here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. You want to join the show? You That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Oh, yeah. And nobody.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts, and then coming up, Bloomberg's got some tips on how to deal, they say, with inflation if you make less than $289,000 a year.
Definitely do.
I want to make a joke about getting Mark to call during that segment so he can weigh in to help the average person deal with inflation.
I'm going to have to find a paywall-free version of it, too, because the paywall...
Of course it is. It's behind a paywall, which means the average person is actually poor can't read it.
Right. We'll get to it. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Toby is up first, listening in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
What's going on, New Hampshire folks?
Hey, Toby, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm down here in my winter grounds, Laughlin, Nevada, Bullhead City, Arizona. I was down here 2 years ago when Air Force One actually landed at Bullhead City Airport, and the jet was bigger than the whole freaking airport. And anyways, I keep hearing this. Ukraine, we all know what's going on. Hunter Biden works for Ukraine, blah, 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 blah. Well, hey, we got a really huge crisis down here at the border.
And what is that?
They've gotten past the border.
What is the crisis?
Township. They have swamped everybody.
Who's that?
And now they're kind of out running around the desert.
Who has?
It's starting to get a little warm. All the illegal aliens.
All the people
coming up from Mexico.
All the people who came up here without begging government permission.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you like big government?
That's a problem.
I just want to clarify something, Toby. You like big government?
No. I'm actually from Wyoming.
Oh.
That changes everything.
Like, no government.
So then you would so if you're in favor of no government, that sounds like you're in favor of freedom. Right? Am I misunderstanding
you? Yes.
Okay. Yes. And doesn't freedom include...
I'm also a U.S. Army combat veteran.
Okay. Now, doesn't freedom also include the freedom to travel?
Yes.
So why are you so concerned with people using the freedom to travel to come to a more what they believe is a more free place?
Well, there's ways of doing it. I mean, myself, when I travel...
I have to show the
proper paperwork in order to process
through. Whoa. 2 seconds ago, you were just saying you were in favor of no government.
If there's no government, who are you going to file your paperwork with?
There are rules, guys. Okay, let's go back to the honor system, which, pay the tolls for the troll, whatever.
We can't go back anywhere yet because I'm really confused by your position. Do people have the right to travel?
Legally, yes. Illegally, no.
You believe in... You're an anarchist, right?
No.
Okay. So
you do believe in government?
Well, to some extent, but not...
Lying when you said no government.
See, that's where we all got confused, dude.
No.
We thought you were serious. we thought you were actually a serious lover of freedom, but it turns out you actually really like government.
No, I don't like government.
Well, yeah, you do, because you're saying there's rules that people need to follow, and they need to jump through some hoops and talk to some bureaucrats and fill out some forms and pay a bunch of fines and pay a bunch of fees. Do you know how many damn forms and fees and fines it costs to actually move to the United States, quote-unquote, legally?
No, I have no idea.
But you want people to jump through all those hoops without even knowing anything about it.
Well, I would like them to at least speak the damn language so I know what the hell they're talking about.
Why don't you...
Have you ever traveled to another country?
Plus, the gist of the thing, hey, you got to do it legally because we're running out of freaking money.
Hold on, because the legally thing is totally different from whether or not they can speak our language. And I think we're getting on to the real core of the issue here. What do you care if they can speak English or not? How does that affect you at all?
Because usually I have to work with them.
Okay. Have you considered learning to speak the language of your coworkers?
Affordable housing.
Okay, hold on.
Have you mass migration of Californians?
Hey, dude. Have you considered learning to speak the language of your coworkers?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Then what's the issue?
You can't speak anything but text anyway.
Okay, so you can speak what they speak. So what's the issue? What's the problem?
Problem is we're running out. We got.
But the problem is that we don't like it because they're not white.
Let's let the guy answer.
Yeah. The problem is, okay, why are we, as the U.S. government, why are we concerned about something, somebody in Europe's border and not about our own border?
I don't have a border. Why? I don't know why we're concerned about anybody's border.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to jump to the conclusion, Arya, that you just... Hang on, Toby. Hang on a second. I don't want to jump to the conclusion that this is about them not being white. I don't think that he said anything.
I only did that because he started talking about their language. Oh, they're speaking that funny. Gobbledygook.
Yeah, you'll probably be offended if somebody speaks Chinese, too. I mean, these people are just offended that they have to learn a new skill. That they didn't, oh my God, I was born in the United States. I shouldn't have to learn anything new. And
for the last time he went to DMV and tried to use their webpage, you know, they're like, oh no, we don't answer the phone anymore, but you click on this, create a new account. No, I'm done creating accounts. I can't even freaking remember my password for my email.
Okay, so let me see if I am understanding you.
If you're saying we should eliminate the DMV, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I agree with you. The DMV sucks, right? No one likes dealing with the DMV. It's slow. The bureaucrats don't care about you. They're rude, right? Am I right about this, Toby?
Yes.
Okay. Before you keep on going, now you keep that in mind about the DMV and how awful it is. Now imagine being an immigrant and trying to deal with the bureaucracy from the federal government regarding immigration. Imagine how awful that is.
Oh, I know how that is. Yeah.
No, you don't.
I have been deported from Mexico 12 years ago.
Really? Did you acknowledge that you're
an illegal alien?
Did you acknowledge a few minutes ago that you don't know what these people go through in order to migrate to the United States?
And I tell you what, boys, I was not in that jail 1 hour, and he put me on a jet, and I was in Denver in like 4 hours.
So yeah. What you're saying is you stayed in Mexico longer than legally allowed, and they got rid of you in under an hour?
Well, within a day, yeah.
Okay. That actually sounds pretty efficient for government work, all things considered.
I know it.
But that didn't really address the point. The point was that it's a very difficult thing for people to try to move here through the system. The system is not designed to move quickly, efficiently, or helpfully, or affordably in any way, shape, or form. And you don't seem to be concerned at all for those people. You just want them to jump through all the hoops.
No, I'm not. No, not at all.
Why do you not have empathy?
I got in a little trouble back in '89 on my motorcycle, and my uncle was a DA in Vermont. And I had to join the Army to get out of trouble.
I want you to answer Arya's question. I don't know if you've been drinking tonight or what. I think he might have been a little bit. But hang on, Toby. I want you to remember that question when we continue with Toby here in moments. Hopefully he'll stay with us. The number is 603-283-6160. Does Toby have empathy? Does it exist inside of him? I hope that it does. Because these are human beings we're talking about. And they're no different from the rest of us. It's Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says there hasn't been an increase in foreign fighters for Russia in Ukraine. Press Secretary John Kirby saying Russia has been putting out messages to other countries, especially the Middle East, about having them join Russian forces in their unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Kirby also says the United States has had conversations with other countries about getting more supplies to Ukraine.
So these are ongoing discussions that we're having not only with that nation but many others about how to provide Ukraine the kinds of defensive capabilities to include long-range air defense that we know that they're comfortable using, they're trained on.
According to the political website Axios, the White House considered giving Americans gas cards to help offset the high gas prices. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Joe Biden, Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee for her confirmation hearing on Monday. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis praises Judge Jackson for her work throughout her service.
I, for one, think you have a strong track record of ethical values, honesty, integrity, respecting others, and endeavoring to be fair, just, and compassionate.
If confirmed, Judge Jackson would become the first African-American woman to serve on the Supreme Court. All students at a North Texas high school are safe after being hit by a possible tornado. Images from inside Jacksboro High School show the gym pretty much destroyed by a storm with rubble thrown across the basketball court. Jacksboro is about 90 minutes northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. A tornado watch is in place for a large portion of Texas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. And people are getting involved tonight. I do enjoy it when folks call in who don't necessarily agree. We had somebody on the far left call earlier, Sarah from New Mexico. Now we got somebody on the right who's just been caught in contradictions so far. He at first said he believes in no government. We're like, all right, great. What are you talking about? What's your problem with immigrants then? Oh, well, we got to follow the rules. Well, wait, I thought you said you believe in no government. Well, we have to have some government. Well, okay, so you do like government. You just like it the way you want to put it on to people, the way you want to have people jump through your hoops, the ones you think are important. Oh, yeah, you don't like the DMV's hoops, and I don't either. And I don't think we should have a DMV. I don't think we need government to take care of the roads or anything like that, because I'm actually a freedom-loving person who believes in total freedom on every issue, every time.
I don't think there's ever been anyone in the history of the human race who was like, yay, we get to go to the DMV.
The DMV. So we get to go back to Toby on the line here, because, Aria, you'd asked a pretty important question, and I want you, Toby, are you still with us? Oh, no, don't tell me we lost Toby.
Oh, we did.
Because his line, and it just dropped, too. Like, he was on hold the whole time there.
That's sad, because I wanted to expand the question, because all I had time while we were going out to break was asking, why don't you have empathy?
Can you just kind of, I mean, even though he's not here, just ask so why? Toby, why were you asking that?
Toby had said point blank that we talked about the DMV and how horrible it is, so Ian asked him the question of, okay, well, imagine being one of these immigrants. What you basically have to deal with is the DMV. All day, every day, just to move here. Plus, it's costing you untold amounts
of
money.
Way more money.
Yeah, $30,000, $40,000.
Imagine needing to hire a lawyer to get you to figure out the DMV.
Yeah, and if all of your stuff isn't in order, they won't just, take you to jail for driving without a license. They will kick you back to Saudi Arabia or wherever you came from that you don't want to go back to, right?
So,
you had asked him, you know, well, don't you care about these people and what they're having to deal with? And Toby point blank said, no, I don't. I don't care.
That's right.
So my question to him would be, why don't you have empathy for these people? Like, to me, that sucks. These people are suffering, and you're supporting this mechanism that is directly causing them to suffer.
Yeah, I just don't understand how someone can claim to be in favor of freedom and at the same time want to lock down a border and throw people out of the supposedly free country.
I would go that further. It's not just a lack of empathy. It's outright psychopathy.
Mm.
It's being a psychopath. You do care about those people, and you want them to suffer.
You want to hurt them.
You know they're suffering, and you support the thing that is making them suffer. That's not being indifferent. That's actively wanting them to suffer. So why, Toby, why do you want these people to suffer?
I got a related question in the chat room here from Bikers on Call, who says we've exposed what we're all about, calling us lunatics, and says...
Fun note on that, but going back to 2007, Free Talk Live has always been this, dude.
Right. But at least in recent times, immigration hasn't been a key issue that's been coming up a lot with phone calls, so it's possible he's a newer listener, has just never heard this perspective. But he says, well, what is your plan? You don't have one. What's your plan?
Me? I don't need a plan.
He means regarding immigration.
I don't need a plan. Just let
don't worry about it.
Yeah, let people be free. If they want to come here, let them come here.
Yeah, if they have someone who's willing to rent a house to them, or they have a piece of plot of land on which they could homestead, or someplace they're welcome to stay, someplace they're welcome to work, it's none of my business.
Yeah, it means nothing to me.
So if you want to call in, though, and continue the discussion, you're welcome to. Meanwhile, we go to Aaron, listening to KTFS in Texarkana. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, what's going on there, gentlemen?
What's
on
your mind?
How are you? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
I guess maybe with Toby, he was finding himself in a kumta situation, and the Jim Beam just didn't let him realize it.
situation? Kumta?
A kumta situation.
What is that word?
With any... Well, it's, you know, kind of enslaved in the mind, I guess, with the current...
Are you playing off, I am Kunta Kinte, you are Toby?
Yeah.
Okay, that was from Roots.
Okay.
And the part was played by LeVar Burton, of later Star Trek fame.
See, I've heard of the name. I've heard the name. Sorry, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, Reading Rainbow, all that stuff, good stuff.
That is so, it's so funny you bring that up, because literally, two nights ago, Bonnie was playing the Reading Rainbow song. It was on social media. So I've had Reading Rainbow in my head for the last 24 to 48 hours, and it comes up again.
It's in mine now, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. What were you calling about tonight?
I was going to talk about just a little bit. I don't know a lot about them, but the Malignant War, I guess you were talking about earlier, the guy that likes to pull the old Saul Alinsky tactic of blaming everybody for, you know, what you're doing, basically, in government.
Yeah, you're referring to the Robert Reich character who was 4'11" and blaming everything on Putin and Trump, all the same things that every politician in D.C. has done.
I mean, I hate to tell those guys, but a lot of people would... most likely rather have Putin, you know, at least from a conservative standpoint, running things than a lot of the people that are, quote, Americans running things into the ground. So he seems to be more of a, at least he speaks, you know, his mind and the truth of the situation, I think. So.
Well, I'm not going to give him credit for saying anything that's necessarily true. He is a politician, so it's almost certain that he's telling lies. But he does speak the truth when it comes to the United States. Whenever you read a statement from Putin about, you know, his criticisms of the United States government, it's always spot on. Like, there's never anything wrong with what he says about the U.S.
Completely honest, I think, in his assessment of what's going on here, for sure. You know, they're part of the world. That's kind of my point. We just need to... You know, why are we sticking our nose and deliberately trying to drag us into a global war for these people? It's obvious, like anything else nowadays, and that's just unacceptable, I think, for anybody to go along. I hear all these people calling Putin a madman, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'd go. I talked to some of my old vet buddies that are years, above me about Well, yeah, I think we should go there. If I could join up, I'd go. And
they can. How old are they?
Well, no, these guys are like, you know, 60, so they're probably...
Okay, 60 is a little too old.
I mean, reminder that Putin may be a madman, but the American president is senile. Like, he is, by definition, a madman.
Yeah.
Clinically, definitely.
Also, maybe a real pervert too.
I saw the Hunter Biden stuff. Man, yeah, they finally admitted to the emails, which we've known about for what, 2 or 3 years now, or however long.
Well, I mean, everybody's seen
what you're referring to.
Everybody's seen the videos of Joe Biden sniffing little children, right?
Yeah.
Like that's pretty clear.
Of course.
Those videos have been around for years.
And we always assumed that it probably went a little bit deeper than that.
And there were statements about Hunter Biden, his son, this laptop that was alleged in the past and now is confirmed to be a real thing. Back when it was an alleged laptop, they claimed there were images of Hunter Biden with children or something like that. And I don't know what all's on there, but there were floating around social media. I don't know how they're getting this or if there's like a torrent available of this data, how it's getting out to people, but there's two images that were shown with Hunter Biden with a very young girl wearing lingerie with her like holding his hand and leading him places, and I don't know if he's in his underwear or whatever, but it's very disturbing, and so I don't think the apple fell very far from the tree in that particular case.
They're confirming it. There's people working, you know, to prosecute this case now in the government that are saying that, yeah, basically all this stuff's confirmed what I've read.
Aaron, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, appreciate the thoughts. And by the way, when I say little girl, I mean a little girl, not like teenagers like, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was into. I'm talking someone under the age of 10.
Jesus.
With Hunter Biden in these photographs. Very, very disturbing stuff. We go on with Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
First, I'd like to say I love that Ari is back. Her voice is good.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to commercial.
No, we don't call him that here.
We don't call him commercial?
No, but we'll...
Stay tuned. There's more coming up.
Hold on. Yeah, Jack's got something important to say. I forget what it is, but we're going to get to him coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us after these messages. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. In these remaining moments, maybe enough time for you if you call now. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
How are you?
Nobody.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there. You can grab archives that go way back. You can just click and download, or you can also subscribe to our RSS podcast feeds. We've got a podcast client, whether it be on your phone or your desktop or laptop computer. You just drop our RSS feed into your podcast client, and you'll get our latest episodes as they are released. And there are different feeds to which you can subscribe. We got the full feed that's got everything. There's the digest-only feed that has only the daily digest versions of Free Talk Live. And then there's the full shows only feed, which you can get them all over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Back to Jack in Washington State. Jack, what were you calling about
tonight?
Go
back, Jack, and do it again.
I'll repeat myself that, you know, I'm a loyal listener because Ari has been gone for 5 or 6 days, and it's been a different show.
You mean weeks?
No, I've been gone for 5 days.
You were on with the raspy voice 5, 6 days ago.
Oh, I see what you mean. But, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and kick butt and her are pretty amazing.
Okay,
honestly.
Thanks. But what were you calling about?
That aside, I'm a more conservative for sure. I lean that way, a little libertarian. But I started watching the news, and I listen to you guys 7 days a week. And I was like, that's BS, you know, this whole, you know, Ukraine is corrupt thing. And as I've watched it further, and I'm on Truth Social, which is the Trump Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and Candace Owens, all these people, Gates, GAETZ, they're also on their side. So I'm like really confused, if that makes sense. It's like Russia may not be the aggressor in this. And the media is so corrupt, I'm so flipping confused. I'm confused. It is bizarre. And David from New Mexico should not have children. But I love you guys.
Wait, hold on. Before you go, when you say Russia's may not be the aggressor, what do you mean by that?
I think that there's a possibility that initially I start off being, you know, like, Ukraine is the victim, Russia's attacking, and listening to you guys a lot, you know, initially I was like, oh, you guys are being, you know, what, and then the more I listen, and the more, even more conservative voices are saying this, not saying they're good or bad or anything, but they're also saying the same thing.
Well, I don't know if that's what we're saying here. Obviously, there's different opinions on this show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Russia invaded Ukraine and not
the other way
around.
I thought bad, 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 Russia, bad, bad, bad. And I think that there's more to the story.
Well, okay, so the question is, it's not whether or not Russia, quote-unquote, the people from Russia that are calling themselves Russians or whatever, went into the place called Ukraine. There's no doubt about that, I think. But what seems to be in doubt is the reasons and the rationale and, you know, was this completely unprovoked attack, as the Western mainstream media would have you believe, or is Putin really going in there to get rid of the Nazis who the United States CIA might have put in power back in 2014, who have been ostensibly bombing the people of the Donbass region who tried to declare their independence back in 2014, ever since 2014? And Putin's just there to put a stop to that. I don't know. All I want to do is present.
There are photos of Zelensky in his younger years holding up a Nazi flag.
Really?
Whether they're, yeah, I found they're on Truth Social.
So is he like a self-hating Jew?
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
How do you know those aren't doctored photos?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying I'm super confused.
So I don't know what the truth is. So I don't know if I have the same position as these conservatives you're talking about. I mean, I don't want to be...
I don't either.
My position is I don't know what the truth is. I know for sure the mainstream media is not telling us the truth. That much I'm going to go out on. I'll go out on that limb.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, and I don't know what amount of what RT is saying is true either, the Russia Today, but I do find it interesting that the people in the Western media, the people in the Western governments don't want you reading RT, don't want you seeing RT. I find that very suspicious. I find that very revealing.
Suspicious. Yes. I know a Ukrainian. Her mother is in Ukraine. She has a handicapped child that her mother's taking care of. Mm-hmm. She's over here with a rich white guy, or a rich American, if I don't want to offend anybody. But she's crying her eyes out every day. Her name's, what's her name? Vika. And, but she doesn't trust Zelensky either, the Russian president. There's so many lies coming at us that I don't even know anymore.
Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Major.
Yeah, I heard a little scuttle, but I fall asleep with the radio on, and you only hear the little news blips about 6 o'clock in the morning that they don't want you to hear. They'll only run them once, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But, so evidently, Putin's wife is hiding in Switzerland with all of his misfit children. Evidently, he's bred quite a batch with this woman. And,
I saw some of that. His daughter is pretty hot, man. The Instagram influencer.
Rich men don't marry ugly women. Just hang out at the yacht club or the golf course. You'll figure that out.
Good point.
But anyway, so yeah, the pretty old woman that lives in the shoe is fixing to get the boot. But then we got Putin's threatened with these hypersonic missiles. He says he launched one. Well, these things have only been in aspirations of the U.S. since 2020. And seeing as how Russia is generally 20 years behind us in technology, I doubt he even has this thing, much less launched it.
What makes you think Putin is 20 years behind, or the Russian people or whatever are 20 years behind in technology? I mean, they're a well-developed country. They're one of the top, I mean, obviously they're not as wealthy as the United States, but they got money they can print, and obviously that can buy them a lot of military technology.
Well, I'm as a general rule, just like it takes 20 years or 10 years at least for a fad to go from New York to L.A. Or at least it did back in the day before we had the inner tube. You know,
I don't know if you can account military.
It's a series of tubes.
Yeah, I don't know if you can account fads. Popular culture with military technology, but I'm not an expert on military technology, and I'm guessing you aren't either. Even
no, anyway, if we had a stronger president, I think he should just take a picture of Putin in like a caveman suit with all his cohorts around him in caveman suits and the bomb going off, and say just send him a text underneath that says go ahead.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight.
For his britches.
I appreciate hearing from you here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're not going to have time to get into this Bloomberg piece, so I want to hold on to it because it's definitely worth going over their advice for what to do if you are feeling the effects of inflation. So we'll get into that tomorrow night. But the caller previous to Major Payne did mention the Truth Social, which is the Trump Mastodon.
The last I've seen about that was someone tried to get into it, and they entered a queue to be like the 78,000th person in line, and they gave up at that point.
So they're still waiting? People still waiting to get in?
That's the last I heard about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got a story. It's from 2 weeks ago, so it's not that old. I think it just rolled out at the very beginning of this month, if I recall correctly, after months of just waiting for them to launch this thing, which... It's just a Mastodon server.
Yeah, I can bring one of those up in like 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, but it's one that Trump wants to be able to control.
Yeah, they've definitely done something to change it, because instead of it calling it toot when you post to the server, they call it truth. And whenever you, instead of retoot or retweet, they call it retruth. So they've changed some things about the server. They've edited some of the code, but I highly doubt that they spent the last 4 months or whatever editing the Mastodon code.
And chances are that's just a string in a language pack.
Yeah.
Because if you're using it in a language other than English, it probably doesn't say toot.
Right, yeah, that's a relatively easy hack. So, and why they only launched with just iPhone or iOS doesn't make any sense either. They have,
because they're incompetent.
Yeah, they've totally botched this thing. I mean, that's the thing. You would think Trump could have hired somebody that could do this. Like, it's not
did
that
his
hard.
His wife or daughter or whatever buy her own NFT?
She did, allegedly. Yeah. Trump, Melania Trump's NFT
I've
was
I've never
bought.
Understood the point of NFTs.
Oh, it's something we should get into, but not tonight. Out of time for now, but I think Ari and I agree with you on that. They're very ridiculous. All right, out of time tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial. trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.